deer meat so it wouldn't do what?
It wouldn't spoil.
Okay. If butter is out too long, what's liable to happen to it?
It rancid.
Yeah. Okay, and what was the term again for the for killing the hogs and then cutting up into different parts of?
Butchering.
Yeah. Did they ever have people that would let milk, deliberately let it sit for a while and then get sour and then eat it? What would you call that?
To make cheese.
To make what?
To make cheese.
Okay. There's sort of different stages of souring the milk. If it's still pretty runny, what would you call that? Do you have a term for that?
No.
Never heard of something like lobbered milk or clabbered milk or anything? Or?
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Which
never
one?
Never used the word
milk. Clabbered milk.
Clabbered milk?
And that's just between the cheese and the fresh milk. It's in between. It ain't really sour yet to be cheese, but it's clabbered.
Mm-hmm. And cheese is just milk that's gotten real
sour, and you drain the water off, and then you got the curds left, and it's dried, like it's where you put it in the milk in a bag and let it drain out, and then you have the cheese.
Okay.
Cottage cheese.
Okay, but you call it either cottage cheese or just cheese, one or the other.
Right.
And no other terms you know for it. Okay. Do they have a term for a sweet liquid that you'd maybe serve with pudding? We call it a sauce or a dip or anything. Or okay. If you're hungry and it's not mealtime yet, you're liable to sneak into the kitchen and get yourself what?
Snack.
Is that the same word you use? Or?
A lunch.
Okay. What time did you all have dinner last night?
5:30.
5:30. You did what?
5:30.
Okay. Is that the different terms for the sort of thing? What dinner to you means the evening meal at this point, or?
Yeah, because it's our big meal. Mm-hmm. Except on Sunday dinner at noon.
Mm-hmm. And then what would the evening meal be on Sunday?
Supper.
Okay. And breakfast obviously is a third. Okay. Is that what you've always done pretty much, or? Yeah, but that hasn't changed in recent years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember in the Army they used to still call it breakfast, dinner, and supper, and they just, about 3 years ago, they changed that. It's now breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's the official form.
But we never, at home, it was always breakfast, dinner, and supper.
On the farm, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was always that way.
Yeah. What time did you eat on the farm?
Breakfast?
Well, whatever.
The first meal we'd usually eat about 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then at noon we'd have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And about probably 6:30, we'd have supper.
Okay. The, what do you call it when you take ground coffee? What's your word used? When you have ground coffee and you get liquid coffee at the end, you say, I'm going to go do what to the coffee?
Make coffee.
Okay. People say cook coffee or boil coffee. Did you ever have a thing that you made with apples? It's not apple pie, but sort of a deep dish thing.
Apple cobbler?
Mm-hmm. Is that the same term you'd use, cobbler? What would this be like?
Where it's just a crust.
Mm-hmm.